This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Not to be the downer here, but that's the job I have today. It's been a rough month for the stock market. Specifically, the Dow and S&P 500 are both off almost 16% this month. Those 401k envelopes are becoming way less fun to open. But it's not all doom and gloom. For more, we have Marketplace's Justin Ho here. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Adrienne.
Just to underscore why this is significant, why it's a big deal, December's traditionally a pretty good month for the markets, right?
Yeah, and there's even this thing called the Santa Claus rally. That's the idea that on average, markets have gone up during the last week of December. And all that sounds rather quaint now, doesn't it?
Right.
There's nothing quiet or cheerful about your 401k dropping 16% in a month. And not only are stocks dropping, oil is dropping too. And, you know, look around the rest of the world. Japan's Nikkei index just went into bear market territory. U.S. government bonds, which people often buy when everyone's selling their stocks, they've been rising. And you see that in the yields, which move in the opposite direction of prices. Bond yields are down.
So is there a flip side to this? I mean, this morning, President Trump said American companies are, quote, the greatest in the world, and that the market slump represents a, quote, tremendous opportunity to buy.
Yeah, all these stocks that are dropping, they're the stocks of companies whose earnings have been, you know, pretty strong on average this year. And before this drop we've seen, stocks were expensive. Even now, the S&P 500 is still up about 9% since Trump's election. But either way, the market has been finding plenty of reasons to sell.
Where's that pessimism coming from?
Well, you know, there's the ongoing shutdown over the border wall, and let's just not forget the trade war. Markets have not been happy with all the tariff fights we've been having. And, you know, for instance, remember there was that meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping?
Mm-hmm.
Trump said it was highly successful. The word truce was floating around. There was a steak dinner. Markets loved it the Monday after, but then Tuesday comes around and people started questioning whether anything was actually agreed upon. And then the Dow drops 800 points.
That's right around the time of the tariff man tweet, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you can pull up a monthly graph of the S&P 500 and you can see what I'm talking about.
We know, we say a lot on the show, the stock market is not the economy. The economy is not the stock market. Taking a step back from yesterday's news, from this month of stock market news, how's the actual economy doing?
Well, there are plenty of signs that the economy is still strong. We've seen steady and consistent gains in job growth, for instance, and wages. And we're in an economy with a really tight labor market. And that means companies are struggling to find enough workers to fill their open positions. And, you know, people have also not been shy about holiday spending. There's already data showing that we're spending a record amount on the holiday season this year. And I mentioned oil. Oil dropping means that gas prices are cheaper, heating your home's cheaper, and that's a stimulus. So overall, we're still in one of the longest economic expansions in history.
What are the signs out there about where this economy could be going?
So GDP has been hovering in the 3% range this year, and economists expect it to slow down to around the 2% range in the near future. And interest rates are also going to keep rising. Economists expect about two rises in 2019 so far. You know, that affects mortgage rates, for instance. We've been reporting a lot about how we're starting to see signs of a slowdown in the housing market.
How does pessimism in the stock market sort of leak over into the broader economy?
Well, it depends on who you ask, because there's a lot of people in the economy who are just not involved in the market. There's a lot of people who don't have any retirement savings and have never had a job that gives them benefits in a 401k. But for retirees, people approaching their, you know, retirement age who might need to draw from their savings and actually, you know, spend money in this economy, they're going to be looking at the stock market drops and they're going to be worried. They're going to be saying, should I withdraw money now? Should I wait for the market to turn upward? Either way, the market is not the economy, but the market is going to be on a lot of people's minds this holiday season.
Marketplace's Justin Ho. Thanks.
You're welcome.